Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Stephen Barrow, economist and head of G10 research at Standard Bank in London. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
So Greek Prime Minister Papandreou has promised a referendum on the EU austerity measure, measures that have already led to widespread rioting in Greece. Is there any chance the referendum will be approved?
Well, I think there's a reasonable chance that it will be approved, that the Greek people will vote yes. But the problem really is waiting for this referendum, because the market is clearly not sure whether it will be a yes and a no, or a no. And in the meantime, we're seeing the bond markets in meltdown in the Eurozone. We're seeing the euro under significant pressure. And if this continues right the way through to the referendum, which is being talked about for early next year, then things are going to look very bad indeed, even if, as I think, the Greek people will say yes to the bailout.
Well, you used the term meltdown describing the bond market. That's pretty strong word.
Well, it is. I think Italy is the main focus. You look today, for instance, and yields in the two-year Italian bond have risen by about 25 basis points. And we're sort of seeing the kind of movements in this market now on a sort of daily basis that are not dissimilar to some of the countries we have seen that have received bailouts in the past, like Greece from some time ago, Ireland as well, and Portugal. And if we keep seeing yields rise in this way day after day as we now wait for this referendum, then I think you really can talk about that market being in meltdown.
Is Italy the next country to need a bailout?
Well, that's certainly where the most focus is at the moment. The market's certainly looking at the debt dynamics and the refinancing dynamics of Italy, which look particularly onerous next year. 300 billion euros will need to be raised in the market. Italy so far has not had trouble selling bonds to the market. It has been able to sell bonds. The problem, of course, is that those yields continue to go up all the time. And the higher interest rates go and the weaker the economy gets, creates the sort of debt dynamics that basically imply some bailout may be required unless things turn around significantly.
What might cause things to turn around significantly?
I think the key really would actually be growth. The problem in the Eurozone is that countries are generally not growing. The weaker southern European countries or Eurozone countries have been under pressure. Now we're starting to see more concerns about the north of the region as well. I certainly feel that the Eurozone as a whole is heading into recession. And with growth weakening and in many cases negative and interest rates rising, as I said, the situation is very difficult. Those dynamics need to change either by interest rates coming down, and there's little sign of that, or they need to change by growth going up, and there's little sign of that either.
Stephen, we got growth figures out of the UK today. GDP up 0.5% in the third quarter, which I guess the best you can say it's not negative, right? I mean, it's certainly lackluster.
Well, it was better than the market expected. I think consensus was looking for an increase of about 0.3%. So it actually was a little bit better than expected. I think the problem is when you think about what was going on in the UK and indeed in many other countries as we went through that quarter, because the first month of the quarter in July was not too bad and August was okay. But obviously in August we saw global stock markets fall. In the US we had the debt ceiling downgrade and really recessionary fears started to rise at that sort of point. And I think growth through the sort of latter part of the quarter really trailed off quite badly. And as we head into the fourth quarter, I think the signs are very negative indeed. In fact, very possible that we'll see a negative print for GDP in the UK in the fourth quarter. And just like the Eurozone, I think the UK is heading into recession. So that GDP figure today of 0.5% may be the last positive print we see for a little while.
What happens here in the US?
Well, I've generally regarded the US as a sort of 50-50 for going into recession. I think that the odds are of a recession are much greater in the Eurozone and in the UK. And obviously that will wash back to the US and have a negative bearing there. We're seeing as well some degree of slowdown in Asia, and China today released PMI figures that were a bit below consensus. So the external environment facing the US is not a good one, and one that could still tip the economy into recession. But at the same time, I don't think the domestic situation in the US is quite as unnerving as it is in the Eurozone. And that's largely because banks in the Eurozone are under significant pressure to recapitalize. And I think that that's, you know, heading towards a new credit crunch in the Eurozone, which is something that I don't fear for the U.S. at the moment.
Okay, so I was about to ask about that. European banks' recapitalization in the face of a recession, that just makes things more difficult.
Well, it does, yes, and they're being pushed in that direction, of course, by policymakers. The EU summit we saw last week saw this requirement for banks to have 9% Tier 1 capital ratios by the middle of next year. So banks likely to have to raise over 100 billion euros. They're being pushed in that direction by policymakers. And I think that whilst, you know, arguably that's required, at the same time, we shouldn't forget the fact that it is going to be something that impinges on growth. We're already seeing signs of tightening in lending by Eurozone banks. And what is particularly important compared to the US is that companies in the Eurozone really rely on banks. About 75% of bank lending that goes on to companies in the Eurozone is done by banks, whereas in the US, it's very different because most companies tend to get their financing from the bond market. About two-thirds to three-quarters of financing comes from bond markets, and bond markets are not so badly impaired in the US as they are, obviously, in the Eurozone.
Well, speaking of bond markets, we have the 10-year here in the U.S. Falling back toward 2% again. Does it keep going below 2%?
I think at the moment we are in an environment where risk aversion will stay fairly high, where interest rates are likely to come down in the U.S. Of course, we do have the Federal Reserve meeting today and tomorrow. I don't expect any policy changes from that, and I think that's a consensus view as well. But even without the help of further easing from the Fed, I think yields will probably dip back below 2% again in that 10-year sector of the curve.
Stephen Barrow, economist and head of G10 Research at Standard Bank.
Listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.